There's a new report that suggests that people who suffer from back pain can ease those symptoms with treatment in a fairly short period of time and start to see some results within the first 6 weeks. But for many people, there's still a lingering issue that continues and becomes chronic. It continues for a long period of time.
That's right. And this is published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal and was as an aggregate of many studies, so something called a meta-analysis, where they looked at the effects of acute back pain in people and found that it really didn't matter what type of treatment that you took. Within about 6 weeks, your back pain tended to resolve anyway. The issue is that, as you mentioned, Mark, the pain lingers. And that also, I think, is because a lot of people do not make the adjustments necessary to alleviate back pain over the long term. That is, you have, for example, many women that continue to wear high heels. The chairs that people use at work, how they sit at their desk, whether they're ergonomically or well-designed to be able to alleviate back pain. Back support at night when you're sleeping. Lots of people sleep on their stomach. Others don't use pillows appropriately in order to be able to support their back. The lifting technique that people do. So they just on and on daily activities and techniques that people use or don't use tend to prolong the back pain, because back pain is a cumulative problem. That is, it's not just one lifting thing or one incident where you lift something and your back hurts. It's the accumulation of stresses on your back over the long term that will contribute to this back pain, just as the accumulation of support that you give your back over the long term that will reduce the risk of recurrent pain.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.